Well, we have approximately 53 spots taken up. Is it 53, Polly?
47 for sure, and 7 that haven't turned their forms in.
Yeah. So we're cooking. We're doing well. Mm-hmm. There's one half space left in the kitchen, which may be taken by the Tsunami Bowl if they turn their form in.
Okay.
And they talked about doing Orange Julius's and then pre-selling out in the hallway their pre-ordered tamales. And other than that, it's moving right along. We still have a week and a half left, and people are still calling us and getting information from us. So we're very pleased about that.
Great. And some of the same arts and crafts that have been in past years? Or?
Yeah, including Meg Jones from Oregon.
Meg Jones is coming back from Oregon. We're happy about that.
We're excited that she was able to make the trip this year. Mm-hmm. And we have a few new things, like we have a young high school girl who makes bath bombs and soap. She's Maya Cowan. She'll be a new person this year with that. And there's lots of baked goods. And Marnie and Dottie Otness have returned to town, and they're promising baked goods and sandwiches all wrapped up.
And the famous maple bars.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And we have the kitchen area will be a little bit different, where ID has purchased two spaces so that she can kind of spread out a little bit and have more items available. So that'll be new and different. We've got Heavenly Hot Dogs in there with the Catholic Church. And we've got Ragnarok Rollers doing sushi and other things. And Little Shed Ariel Norheim doing to-go pho soup. And we've got Mary Kopas.
We have two people that are outside selling inside, but...
Well, Marianne Rainey is going to cook her lumpia outside, but sell them inside. Okay. And then we have Mary Kopas, who's going to be selling frozen cookie dough and Italian sodas.
Some great food selections there.
Yes, nice and varied.
Awesome. What else to tell about this year?
Well, the theme's Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
That makes it easy.
Yep.
We're going to repeat what we did last year with shorter hours. And the bake sale items will be at the wrestling and weight room end of the inside gym, and they'll be lined up there under a big sign that says Bake Shop. And then the nonprofits and people that, you know, were looking for membership and things will be selling items, but also be located out in the hallway.
Okay.
It won't be as congested as the past.
And a quilt show will be going on as well, high school commons at the same time.
Right.
It runs an hour later, okay. So when you leave the art share, you can still go over for an hour to the quilt show.
Okay.
Make another bid.
Yeah. Make another bid on your auction item.
And we also have two auction raffles going on at our little table for the Muskie Bulleriers. So we have a really cute telephone table and a little clock that will be two prizes to win there.
Oh, very cool.
And the only time you can get tickets is at Art Share. We only sell tickets that one day.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
There are probably people new to town who have never been to this event. How would you describe it?
Well, early Christmas shopping, come meet your neighbors and your friends, and come and see what kind of talented people live in our community.
And have lunch and dessert.
And spend your panga.
Yeah.
And there you go. All right. You have that raffle, and that raises money, but other painting work you do throughout the year raises money as well?
Yeah, we have a pretty good, hardworking group, and we do earn our money, and one of the things that we enjoy each year is giving a scholarship to the Fine Arts Camp in Sitka to a student. And in the past, when we've had more than one student, we just split it up and divide the $500 into how many we have. However, last year we didn't have any takers, and we felt kind of bad because we know that kids went from here. And I think it's just a matter of not getting the information out there well enough. I know we've provided it to the school, but maybe they didn't know the kids were going or something because it's kind of during spring break and after and summertime.
But you will be awarding one of those again this year. So
we hope to.
Okay.
Yes, and we always do the amount that we can get our name also on the T-shirt for the cancer walk.
Right.
Beat the odds, and we like to support KFSK.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.